We, you know, John was there, saw him and support him. Raised a question about the, whether the afternoon, I guess, had to wait too long or something, or was there, is that, what time do you invite them for, Rose?
I think it's
usually 10 o'clock. Oh, goddammit, they shouldn't have to wait too long, that's right.
I don't know if it's 10 o'clock or...
Well, they should never be before 10, because you never get a dinner.
But at any rate, they serve them champagne, and they have music down there, and,
Well, he was...
Almost everybody else is just thankful they got invited to get inside the doors. I don't know, I've never been...
I sometimes wonder if you really should invite them. I'm inclined to think that I'd rather have maybe about, put them in the big chairs, nice chairs, and put about 60 for dinner, and the hell with all these extra people.
No, but you don't know how good it is.
Last night, it was so cluttered up, it was so filled, and of course...
Well, I hope we turn down about 300 or 400.
Good. So you make 300 or 400, and you have 200, right? So,
Well, the ones we hope are gonna work in the election. I say it wasn't that.
It's really far.
Don and Ed and a lot of our own people who push.
Yeah.
In the White House should never be there, and something is crowded, because I think it should be new people every time. I really do. Yet every time it's a big fight with... Everybody who's been...
So everybody feels it has to be there because of a reason. Anyway, what do you, I'm always concerned about not seeing it, but I couldn't possibly get the Mexican president out after I got a hard day anyway, and then had to shake hands with 150 other guests. Do you think so?
Yeah.
No, we just can't do that, because he's gotta stand around and talk to some of the VIP people who are there.
I think people who are there, have you had any complaints though? I think people who are there...
People come to entertain.
Are very good.
That's what I prefer, though. Usually the entertainment, we don't shake their hands, you know.
I know.
They're tickled to death to be there most of the time.
We invite them knowing that they're not gonna have that, and I'm sure the people in most instances who, they're all told that way, they don't do that. They don't know, Don wouldn't be expected to understand what a thrill it is for those people who have never, a lot of them have never been in the White House, to be in at all. And they got to see two presidents and two first ladies, whether they shook hands with them or not.
True, astronauts.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know what else they can.
Hear the good jazz band dance that they want for half hour.
That's right.
An hour. It really is, well, it's the way it is. And you never can do enough for anybody, can you?
No, there's no way. I always get hit on the head when you're...
Thankless. Well, I think that...
Look, we never have another one. The one thing I'm concerned about is that Lucy may be invited too damn early.
No, they're not.
They're really well taken care of.
They are. People are down there and they give them champagne and they mill around.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do a...
Most of those are folks who've never been in the Vermeil room.
That's
or
right.
Those other rooms.
The China room is open, the library is open. And they roam around, and you can't have them come later, because if they come later, then...
Holds up the show.
Sure. It's understandable that Don would think it was odd, because he's been here only when you're immediately taken upstairs. But I don't think other people do, and you cannot bring them in at the last minute.
No,
we haven't got the time to shake hands, shake their hands.
No.
And that handshaking just becomes a ridiculous
thing. The time and the energy. The people see
right.
them and their man lucky to get
well,
in.
Well, and you talk to them when you introduce the acts and so on, and that's a big thrill for them.
Yep.
Because they've been addressed by the president, and that's, you know.
And you can do that or nothing. They all love it, really.
Well, I remember inviting them unless they think it's nothing. I love it.
Most of them are deputy assistant secretaries and people of that kind.
Last night, they're all in left.
All right, so they brought them in and had a dinner, a reception earlier for them. Those last came knowing they were coming only for the entertainment. I told Colton they had to know that, but they, you know, that it was different. And see, people, you can't expect Don to understand. Sure, he thinks that you should be gracious, that you probably should welcome each one in, but they don't know what, there's just a limit to what one person can do, you know. people are happy, because we get a lot of notes from them. They're happy.
Let me ask you,
you made a lot of copy in Michigan. Detroit Free Press this morning has a headline story to the effect that you are very skeptical of the ability of the busing amendments to cover the drug needs. And it's big black tights, and with Bobby Griffin falls off the sweat because he has a debate today with his opponent.
Does he think it does cover?
Oh, no, but he just wanted to be able to say that the governor is the only one that talks to the president. So I told him to go ahead and say that he talked to you this morning, and that
right.
I covered the substance of your conversation.
Yeah.
No, he said he could say all those things.
Right.
And so he's happy now. But he said, God, I've got a hell of a play up there. Milken went running out to the press.
Well, he thought he could call and say,
well, sure.
He's got a constitutional amendment, of course.
Yeah. And I also covered with him a point that you didn't get into with Milken, and that is that these busing amendments say the only cases that are stayed are those that order busing to achieve racial balance. And I said, I think you have to read Roth's opinion very closely to see whether he maybe has slipped by that knowingly by structuring it in a way that it couldn't be said to apply. And that's another thing.
Well, I use the term racial balance and so forth, but our legislation does not.
Well, but theirs does, you see, and that makes it much narrower.
Ours does not.
Ours does not. And so...
What do we use? What do we use?
He picked that up. And, well, we not only cover busing, we cover pupil assignment, you see.
But for what purpose do we say?
Well, we say pupil, and I forget how it goes, pupil assignment, transportation, or so-and-so, on racial or something other basis. I forget how
it goes. You know, funny thing about Bobby, right after I talked to him and after you left, I almost called you back to tell you to call. I thought of it right away.
It's all.
Because I didn't want him to... Does he think he missed a story as a result of that?
No. He's not at all unhappy. He just...
Well, he agrees
totally. He wanted to be able to say... He's got a televised debate.
Yeah.
He wanted to be able to say that he also has talked with the president.
Right.
And
sure, he's talked to me many times.
And he wanted a different angle. So I gave him this other angle, he said, well, okay, I'm going to say I talked to the president this morning. And I said, okay, the president had a cabinet meeting, he had a meeting with Elliot Richardson, then he talked to you, and then he met with the Mexican president.
All right.
So he said, okay, I got it. So he'll work again.
Well, Elliot is a very persuasive fellow.
Yeah, he sure is.
Very persuasive fellow.
Able guy.
It's good that you have him.
Never come into being.
Yeah.
And Elliot is a Elliot is a guy who still talks about the things he accomplished in the Eisenhower administration when he was Assistant Secretary for Legislation. And I'm sure he wants to be able to point with pride in solid accomplishment at ATW, you know. But
I think one thing you ought to tell Elliot is this.
Movies and that sort of stuff. sure we want people to notice it.
I don't say we do.
I'd much rather that it didn't get a lot of notoriety. If we get a big platform scrap, then that's news, and to the extent that we decide against somebody and for somebody else, we're in trouble with the people that we decided against. So rather than to have winners and losers, we want to make this a fairly calm operation, if possible, and we're going to go to Florida and monitor the thing, and hopefully no news will come out. If there's no news on the Republican platform, I think that, at least my concept is, that's a good day. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the reason that we didn't have hearings around the country was to take the thing out of the papers. You've got a record. We don't need a platform.
No, that's right. Don't even. Great. Okay. I really think they're going to have one. I mean, I always believe in the scare tactic with our own people, but I really believe they're going to have one hell of a time running a platform for the Democratic
election
this year. I really think they. I think they have opened Pandora's box by the election of their daughter's job. I mean, and it's going to be a rabbit.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to be up biting and twisting and turning.
Sure.
Like nobody's business. What do you think,
Marie? Yep. On welfare, for instance, they've had hearings. National Welfare Rights Organization came in and shook their finger under the platform committee's nose and said, if you want us, if you've got to go $6,500.
But you come with something else, too. You take even the issue I mentioned, the issue of amnesty.
Yeah.
They'll never do it the Lincolnian way. Incidentally, I can't mention that to Homeland. Why the hell do our own people do the research? That's just a simple matter.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known it, except I would have known that Reed Little Sandberg, and I just heard the, because of the poetry, and I hadn't realized it. I had this mythology in my head that Lincoln was a great Nazi guy. Of course, what the mythology grows out of is he'd call in some widow.
Yeah, that's right.
Or he'd say, or mother, and say, well, I'm going to let your son.
Yeah.
But as far as Lincoln's general amnesty, or it specifically provided they must return to their units and serve for 60 days.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that.
Isn't that
all? It really is, and it's something we can really capitalize on.
I call it different things. Because those that are for amnesty take the idea it was an immoral war, and they were right to leave.
Right.
And they therefore should not serve.
And the country's moving to that.
And I will not allow them to get away with this idea that they can come back and serve the Red Cross. Hell no, they go to the army.
Yeah.
They go there and they do the damage. You know, I don't want to send them to Vietnam. Not that.
Yeah.
They'll kill. Well, no. The war will be over. There's nothing going to happen to that. See, I've taken that view myself. I've said, afterwards, we can take a look at the situation.
That's right.
I know, well, I am aware of the Lincoln analogy, but I'm also aware that he made him serve.
Yes.
I think what we have to do, you know, since you've got to offer the kids some kind of foolishness, and it's on the wildest to go to Canada or Sweden. If they ask, I've never, then they say, all right, fine, you can come back. You had 2 years of service, and now you've got to serve four, or something like that. See my point? Make them pay. Don't you agree? You can't let them come back and get off scot-free. You'll break down their whole system.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Because I don't believe
that's for sure. In fact, this whole conscientious objector thing bothers me enormously.
Well,
it's all in service.
The way they're close.
They've made it possible for a guy to go work in a settlement house. Or something instead of going in the service.
He becomes an agitator.
And he gets into all kinds of community activities. He gets people whipped up, blacks, and so on. It's a bad deal. Well, I'd like to wait now with Elliot until you get back from Florida.
Get back Monday night, I think, or something.
Okay, give the thing the appearance of you're having been through it. Then, I would propose that we not say anything publicly until after the Democratic convention, and we can use the excuse that the Senate Finance Committee hasn't yet come out with its bill. So really, we don't have that alternative in front of us. It'll be 3 weeks.
Well, I may get it. I may do it.
All right, if you do, then you can say, we're on HR1. We understand the Senate Finance Committee staff is going to present a bill. Obviously, we'll study that when it comes out. Senator Ribicoff has a number of proposals that we have already studied.
Yeah.
Our position right now is HR 1. Next question.
Yeah,
and you say, say that is a compromise bill. It's budgeted. We think it's sound. It has strong work requirements in it. You can emphasize the points you want to emphasize and make a pretty well-rounded answer out of it.
I'll tell you, this is just a book of cartoons on your trips.
But this other house that he is.
Not very anymore. Just keep him there. Just one more day.
Right.